Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello there, my very good friends. Andy Murray here for Wild Culture Wrestling, and Tangaloa has been with WWE before. That's probably the best, most obvious and easiest place to start this video at number 10, because it's not necessarily something that WWE are going to make massive references to every single time we see this dude. Camacho, unfortunately, didn't exactly leave a glittering legacy in WWE the first time he was there. WWE are obviously going to bring up the New Japan past, the Gorillas of Destiny, all that stuff, which we'll talk about in a little bit. Don't worry, I've got all the stuff written down. But yeah, I don't think they'll be calling back to this stuff a whole lot. Maybe you'll hear opponents of Tangaloa and the Bloodline reference it on the microphone for quick little jabs in the know to people who remember Camacho and other bits and pieces. But if you're a younger fan who wasn't around when this stuff was going on, hey, this might even be new to you. But yes, Tangaloa, previously in the WWE developmental system and the main roster, he was actually in developmental as far back as 2009. His previous ring names include Agent T and Donny Marlowe. But in 2011, he moved up to the main roster as Camacho, joining Hunico, originally as an enforcer. They became a tag team and all of that stuff. And that was his most renowned, up until now, run in WWE as Camacho until he was released by the promotion in 2014. Number 9, he has long been a tag team guy. Not exclusively, even when he was in New Japan, he's still doing the odd singles match. He's in G1s and stuff. But you know, Gorillas of Destiny is what he's best known for, Tangaloa. But his history in tag teams goes back as far back as 2010, when him and Hunico started teaming together for the very first time on the developmental system. They weren't exactly the most pushed or promoted group. They weren't exactly shot to stardom in WWE. They were mostly used to put other people over. But when Hunico became Sin Cara, after the original Sin Cara was let go by WWE, Camacho was left to kind of strike out on his own. But his tag team wrestling legacy goes way back, even though it's, you know, maybe legacy's not the word. History goes way back, a lot further than you actually think if you weren't tuning in at the time and don't remember Hunico and Camacho. What a pairing they were. Obviously, we got to talk about the family tree here at number 8. Something that will be celebrated on TV, and already is the fact that he is the, him and Tama Tonga are adoptive brothers. Tangaloa is the son of Haku, WWE legend, hardest man in wrestling history. Tried to kill Simon Miller once, remember that? That wasn't so much fun. But yes, it's Tama Tonga, it's Tangaloa, and his fellow adoptive brother, Hiku Leo, who is a big old unit at 6'8", a giant of a man. You might have seen him in Impact, you might have seen him in New Japan, you might have seen him in fleeting AEW appearances. He's an interesting case, Hikuleo, because his New Japan contract is actually set to expire in June 2024. That's not a long time away at all, and WWE is reportedly interested in this guy. Which brings me on to our next point here at number 7, 2 becomes free. this could possibly happen within the Bloodline stable. Now, we've seen these three work together in New Japan quite extensively, whether as faces or primarily heels, inside Bullet Club and outside of Bullet Club, up until they left the stable and continued kind of crossing paths and ducking into various different alignments and stuff. But it's perhaps something that WWE will be interested in exploiting. Three brothers working under the Bloodline. This stable could get very, very big indeed. We've also got Jacob Fatu reportedly lined up for a role in this stable, in this rogue element of the Bloodline that we've seen emerging on SmackDown under Solo Sikoa, Tama Tonga, Paul Heyman, now Tangaloa as well. If they do that, that babyface side is going to need to load up a little bit. I mean, at the moment, we've got Jey Uso, we've got Jimmy Uso. You'd imagine Roman Reigns will align with them. The Rock will probably go the other way. Then what the hell do you do? Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens? Sure, why not? I mean, it makes storyline sense. But yeah, Hikuleo potentially coming into WWE. At this point, I would be surprised if he doesn't. His two brothers are here already. Why the hell wouldn't you jump ship as well? We'll see what happens. I mean, Tangaloa jumping ship to WWE was a big surprise. I don't think many people actually knew his contract was expired or expiring or anything like that. So the guy whose contract we actually know is expiring, Big Hikuleo here, I mean, I'd be shocked if he didn't make the jump as well. And I'd be shocked if WWE, cannot talk, if WWE didn't pair him up with the rest of the Bloodline, the heel, rogue, Bloodline Wolfpack, whatever we're calling it. And number six, he actually had a TNA run, did old Tangaloa, but he wasn't Tangaloa there, he was Micah. Now, he moved over to TNA in February 2015. He was only there until the end of the year, really. You know, not a long, long run before he eventually jumped to New Japan Pro Wrestling, but he did have this run, never really breaking out of the mid-card, never really making a massive mark. Not the most pushed wrestler in the world, it's fair to say. In fact, if you go and have a look at his cage match, it's a testament to that.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Before we go any further, though, this show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Now, we all carry around different stressors. They can be big life worries or just, you know, little things like your favorite wrestler not being used properly. The thing is, when we keep them bottled up, it really can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever is weighing you down. It is really helpful too for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. Therapy basically empowers you to be the best version of yourself. So why not give BetterHelp a try? It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and best of all, suited to your schedule. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/whatculture today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/whatculture.
But he did work with a bunch of interesting people over there in TNA, including, number five, his history with Drew McIntyre and LA Knight. So when Micah Tangaloa joined Impact, he was introduced as a member of a stable called The Rising, which was Drew Galloway and Eli Drake at the time, better known to WWE fans as Drew McIntyre and LA Knight. Yeah, so rubbing shoulders with recent WWE Championship contenders, esteemed company indeed. Now, The Rising, they didn't have a long tenure in TNA either. They existed for a couple of months before they were forced to break up after losing a handicap match to another group, the Beatdown Clan, which once included Samoa Joe. He's worked with some pretty cool guys over there in TNA, even though the run when it was Impact was rather short. Number four, jumping ship to New Japan Pro Wrestling. This is where Tangaloa reaches probably his highest levels of renown in pro wrestling so far. We'll see what the WWE run brings, of course. But he was introduced to New Japan in March 2016, a member of the Bullet Club, forming the Guerrillas of Destiny with his brother Tama Tonga. And they were tag team champions within a month. They beat Great Bash Heel, Togi Makabe, my favourite guy in the world, the sweariest, laziest man in the latter stages of his career. But yeah, beating Great Bash Heel, holding the IWGP tag team titles. Their first run was only about 2 months. They lost them to the Briscoes in the end. But they eventually became mainstays in that division. A division that's not always been the most pushed and promoted by New Japan. It's not always got the focus it deserves. Oftentimes it's been a very, very thin division. But GOD, whatever you say about them stylistically, they were always positioned in that position of prominence. They captured the IWGP belt 7 times throughout their time in the company, with the last reign. Actually, I was surprised this was this long ago. My memory's really crap. But their last reign ended in June 2021. So it's been a while. You'd imagine WWE will install them as a force in WWE's tag division now that they're together again. Number four, where his name comes from. So when Tangaloa first arrived in New Japan, for about 2 days, he was briefly called Tangaroa before that was changed to Tangaloa. Tangaloa comes from Tongan mythology. It's the name of a family of gods, which is kind of perfect considering that Haku is his father. It kind of writes itself. Obviously, he's going to fit now into the bloodline mythology, and there's certainly some godly wrestling figures in that tree as well. The Rock, for one, pissing in bottles all day. Shout-outs to that guy. It's just a really, really cool name origin story. It's really hard to sound more badass and more gruff than coming from a family of gods. Tremendous stuff, and I like the little 2-day pivot from Tangaroa to Tangaloa to align it a little bit better with this mythological piece of trivia. Number two, some not so great stuff. Now, New Japan fans are not sad to see this gentleman go. Now, they aren't necessarily losing any sleep over Tangaloa no longer being on the roster. Now, a lot of WWE fans, hardcores, the more tribal elements of online fandom will look at this and go, you're just bitter, you've lost a wrestler, blah, 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 you're just upset, all of this stuff. I think that mostly comes from people who've actually never watched a minute of New Japan Pro Wrestling in their life, and I think it's a bit of a silly reaction, because people who watch the product all the time, regularly, hardcores, whatever, dedicated fans, they don't even need to be hardcore, are more than entitled to their opinion on somebody joining or leaving the company. It's not like losing Will Ospreay, to be polite about this whole thing. I think Tangaloa is a better wrestler than a lot of people give him credit for, but generally, if you look online at the reaction amongst the wider New Japan commentary, it's largely not complimentary tones, and stylistically not the best mesh for the company. And I think in his last few months in New Japan Pro Wrestling, there have definitely been some sloppier, some lower effort performances. Maybe he knew his contract was up and he was like, I saw it, I don't need to bother anymore. That doesn't necessarily excuse it, but it does explain things to a degree, if that is indeed the reasons. New Japan has always, well, at least in his golden era, which I believe is now out of, been a high in-ring standards company. The bar is ridiculously high. Some of the best matches of all time have taken place in this company in the past decade or so, going even further back than that as well, through its various periods and fluctuations and all that stuff. It's a product that is all about the in-ring, first and foremost, and the stories told within that. So if you can't really meet that standard on a regular basis, the fans are going to come for your neck, for better or for worse. And at number one, WWE has a new king of striking. Look, you know how WWE used to go on about The Undertaker all the damn time and call him the best pure striker in WWE history? That mantle now falls on the man in the black t-shirt there, who looks a lot better than I do in the black t-shirt. If you don't know what I mean, go and look up what he did with Kazuchika Okada earlier this year. Feast on that. Have fun with that one. Bye.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.